Hello, everybody, and welcome to this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. And on this month's show, we'll be catching up in the East Division with the managers at Belper Town and Hebburn Town, in the West Division with the managers at Prescott Cables and Witton Albion. But we're going to start the show this month with the Midlands Division. Shortly, we'll be hearing from Tom Hayes, the manager at Loughborough Dynamo. But before that, it's to his counterpart at Harbour Town, Mitch Austin. Currently up at the top of the Midlands Division, we have got Harbour Town. They're 1 point ahead of Spalding United. And then in third place, we've got Anstey Nomads, just 3 points off top spot. Very, very close up at the top of the Midlands Division. The latest results last weekend, all three of the top sides won, including Harbour Town, who beat Bedworth United by 2-0. So let's hear now from the Harbour Town manager, and it's a big welcome back to the show to Mitch Austin. Well, Mitch, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, how's it going at Harbour Town after the weekend's win over Bedworth United? That's, what, 6 straight wins in the league? You're top of the table. How's it going?
Yeah, firstly, thanks for getting me back on the show. Yeah, enjoying it in a good place. A few people said, oh, you're top of the league and that, but no, nothing's running fair. But I think we had the same conversation a few months back. But we are getting into the business end now, so a little bit serious, exciting. And I think with any journey, of any season, I think you've got to enjoy it. I think that's probably the main aspect that I needed to learn over my time. Got to enjoy it more, you know, and enjoy the moment. So, really delighted where we're at. Really, really delighted.
Yeah, and when it comes to title races, I mean, how close is it in the Midlands Division, really, between yourselves, Spalding and Anstey? Just 3 points. Yeah. You saw Anstey at close quarters a few weeks back. I mean, it's an epic race, isn't it? And when you go on a run of form like you've been on, where you've only been beaten 4 times this season, you'd expect to have a really commanding lead, but they're just not letting you have it, are they?
No, Anstey Nomads are really good. They're my little bit of kryptonite, to be fair. I just can't work out how to beat them. Spalding the same. I think they've got some real all-stars in the team. You know, Drew at our place, we've still got to go to theirs. Anstey have done us twice this year. It's a shame that we couldn't pick up points in any of them fixtures, because maybe could have created a little bit more of a gap. I think we've got a game in hand of Spalding. I think we go 4 points ahead if we win that game. Two really good teams, really, really good teams. And so many below them are really good as well, you know. Whether they had a bad start, you know, Sutton Coldfield being one of them. They get Cam in, they're flying, you know, they come to ours and beat us at ours, you know. Quorn, very good side. Kelster could take points off anybody. Corby Town. It's been an unbelievable season, and one that I've really enjoyed. And I'm just going to enjoy the competitive nature. Inside me, yes, I want to be champion. Of course I do. Like 20 other managers in that league wants to feel the same. So I've enjoyed it up to now, and I'm going to carry on enjoying it to the end. And we're going to do our utmost to be the best we can be. And I think that's all we ask as a club. Bring us a bit of X factor when we need it, and keep our fingers crossed and see what we can do.
And speaking of the X factor, I mean, I'll come to the bread and butter stuff in a second, and the clean sheets and the defensive record. But I do have to bring up the entertainment value at Harbour Town, because you've won 4-0, 1-2-3, 4 times in the last 6 matches. That's phenomenal, isn't it, really?
It's not that we go out and say we've got to put 4 past them. We just try our best in every game. And I think it's one of them freak results and freak sequences. But something we should be really, really proud of, you know. You know, we're doing really well. We're, you know, really, really well against teams who are very competitive. You know, only our second year at this level. Again, you know, I'll say it about 10 times in this interview. Delighted. Just really, really pleased of having these fixtures and being competitive and getting these results and over the moon, absolutely over the moon.
And is it the attacking nature you're most proud of, or the defensive record? Because
record.
I was going to say. Yes.
I think every manager wants the defensive. I think there's a little quote: strikers win your games and clean sheets win your leagues, or something along them lines. But I'd rather win the game 1-0 and go home. Entertainment value, yeah, a few goals. But the problem is, when you start doing the 4-0s, the fans start thinking, well, we're going to get 6-0 today, we're going to get 7. So I think everyone has to remain humble and just understand that, you know, let's enjoy it while it's here. And if one fixture we win 4-0, and the next one we win 1-0, or we drew, like, let's just Let's just be in the moment and not get ahead of ourselves.
And that's good to point out, isn't it? Because going back to what I said earlier and what you said earlier about this title race, there's going to be two disappointed teams in all this out of the three of you, isn't there? And
yeah,
I mean, there's plenty of twisted turns to come, and it is enjoying the moment, but it's also about being consistent, isn't it, over the next 15, 14 games or so.
I think what us three have been doing has been very consistent. I think Anstey have probably got a little bit of an edge, you know, going to Spalding and beating them 5-0. But we've also got the playoffs to play. So whoever does be disappointed of not being title winners, I don't think there's a much better feeling than getting promoted in playoff finals. I think that's a very close second. I know everyone wants to be the champion, but to go up, be a playoff final winner, I think that's a great bridesmaid. So I won't be looking at that personally. You know, I hope it's Spalding or Anstey that enjoys that moment, and it's Harborough Town that enjoys the title win. But again, long way away, a fair few games and a fair few tough fixtures to go. So we definitely won't take nothing for granted and remain humble at all times.
Yeah, I don't think Hale's Owen are complaining about going up via the playoffs, are they, really?
No, for sure.
Just looking ahead to the upcoming games, you've got weather permitting, obviously, and an away game this weekend against Walsall Wood, and then Bournemouth St Michael, then you've got Hinckley, Leicester Road, Lytown, Coventry. You mentioned the Spalding game coming up as well at the end of March. Tough running, isn't it? But they're all tough games, aren't they, at this level? You've just got to keep going.
I think every team and every fixture throughout the season is a tough run. You know, it was only a couple of weeks back we had an away fixture at Loughborough that we was unbeaten at home all season. It was absolutely flying, and we went there and we won 4-0. You know, I'm not saying that that's going to be the same against Walsall Wood. I think they've gotten probably one of the best managers in the league. They're very lucky to have him. I think he's Ian Long. I think he's everybody I speak to about Ian Long. They tell me he's Rolls Royce as a manager. You know, he's been there, done it. I think why he's in charge, I think we've certainly got a tough fixture, one that I'm definitely keeping all eyes on. But weather permitting, I'm hoping it's on. But if not, we'll just act accordingly. And next week will be, because Bodmer, they have a 3G. So, but certainly looking to play a fixture this weekend. Hopefully it's Walsall, and try our best and try and be on the positive side of the result.
And whatever happens, Mitch, in the coming couple of months of the season, I mean, when you look at the league table from last year, you're miles ahead of eighth, and you're not too far off from getting 67 points already. So it's been definitely an improvement on last year, and last year was a brilliant season. So how much are you looking forward to this remaining bit of the season, this competitive race up at the top of the Midlands Division, and what's possible at Harborough Town?
I think everyone's really focused and just remain, you know, with 2 feet on the ground going into the business. And now I'm super excited, but emotions can get, you know, get in the way of what actually needs to be done. And I'm trying to remain clearly focused on the path ahead. And that's being competitive is enough to beat these teams in our way. I understand that that might not happen as much as I want it to be or need it to be. But again, I'll remain focused and leave the emotions aside and try and do the best we can possibly do to finish as high up as possible. Where it sees us as Harborough Town, I think eventually at some stage, certainly over the next couple of years, 3 years, we will be a step three team. If it's this year, I don't know. You know, nobody's got the crystal ball. We're well prepared to be at the next level. I think we've got an unbelievable backroom staff, whether that's social media, directors, sponsors. I think everybody's really excited for that next step, but we're thoroughly enjoying this journey here and now, and we're going to live in the moment and take it for what it is. And that's just a real competitive season so far, with a lot of work to do to remain up there with two other teams fighting neck and neck to have the same feeling at the end. So let's see where it takes us.
Well, Mitch Austin, manager of Harborough Town, big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Best of luck in the upcoming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Top man.
Mitch Austin there, manager of Harborough Town, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. So just 3 points separating the top three. There's 6 points separating Anstey Nomads in third down to Loughborough Dynamo in fourth. Loughborough Dynamo are 6 points inside the playoff positions and 1 point ahead of Hinckley Leicester Road. Loughborough Dynamo last weekend defeated Walsall Wood by 2-1. And let's hear now from the Loughborough Dynamo manager. It's a big welcome back to the show to Tom Hayes. Well, Tom, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations for back-to-back wins in the league. And the last time we spoke, You were there or thereabouts. That continues at Loughborough. I mean, what's the mood at the club like at the moment?
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's been a brilliant season for us so far. You know, in terms of the history of the club, I would probably say it's one of the best seasons that we've had. You know, obviously, there's a long way to go. I think we've got 13 games left. And we've got to play all the teams in and around us. So there's plenty to play for. But yeah, the mood in the camp is superb, whether it be the coaching staff, the players, obviously, and the people around the club. I think there's a real buzz to what we're doing, and long may it continue.
And how important was those wins against Rugby Town and Warsaw Wood? Just to, because obviously when you have been beat this season, you've had a habit of just bouncing straight back or getting back to winning ways as quickly as possible. So how important has the last two games been in the league, do you feel, as we head into 2024 now?
Yeah, very important. I think, you know, we did have a little bit of a rough time back end of December, early January. We had a big backlog of games. We've had loads cancelled, to be honest. So we've been playing a lot of Saturday, Tuesday. So, and it has took its toll a little bit, and we've had a couple of results that maybe we weren't expecting to have in terms of a negative way. But as you say, I think every single time we've lost, which you say that has only been five of them this season, yeah. But I think we've won every time. We've bounced back really well, and you know that's definitely the side of a good side, without a doubt.
Yeah, and you mentioned how many games are left, and that's where we are now, aren't we? We're heading towards a very nervy time of the season, and you can get some weird results. But you are fourth, and you have got this 6-point cushion. You've got a decent goal difference as well, so that's quite a good points tally, to say the least, as we head towards mid-February.
Yeah, definitely. So we're on 50 points from 25 games, 6 points inside the playoffs. We've got a game in hand of a couple of them around us. I think, you know, we are still in a position where, yeah, we're 9 points behind the leaders, Harborough Town, who are flying at the moment, and as they have been pretty much all year. But, you know, we are still looking what's ahead of us. And like I said before, you know, we have got to play Harborough, Anstey and Spalding. And, you know, if we get something from those games, then anything can happen. You know, there's no team in the top four or five that's going to win every game. You know, it just doesn't happen at this level. So we just got to keep plodding away and picking up results and taking one game at a time and, you know, just see what happens.
And that's the key, isn't it? It's not getting too carried away with the victories, not getting too deflated with the defeats. And we caught up early on in the season. And I mean, you've not even been a year in charge yet at Loughborough Dynamo, but I'm imagining this season thus far, it is meeting expectations still, or exceeding them.
Yeah. I think to be honest with you, we are massively exceeding the expectations of the club that were probably set to us at the beginning of the season. You know, and I've said this to the lads a few times that, Even if we were to tail off now, I still think everyone would regard this as a great season. But, you know, the key is within our tight-knit group that we've got is we don't get ahead of ourselves. We don't take a foot off the gas either. In like I said, that even if things did tail off a little bit, I still think a lot of people in and around the league would say we've had a very good year. But we're not, you know, we're not interested in that at all. We want to stay in the playoffs as a bare minimum. And as I said before, you know, we are still looking at what's ahead of us rather than what's behind us.
And a player who's having a great season thus far, I think he's one goal away maybe from 20 league goals, is Evan Garnett, who scored a brace in that win over Warsaw Wood. And he scored a couple of hat-tricks this season as well, hasn't he, already? I mean, he's been handy to have in the squad.
Yeah, Evan's superb. He's had a brilliant year. And to be honest, we've moulded a team around Evan. You know, he's back to goal. Link-up plays, first touch, everything about him with his back to goal. There isn't a better striker than him in the league. And when he gets in front of goal, he's extremely clinical. He's had a lot of interest from a lot of other clubs this year. And I do just want to say as well that we've got massive respect for Evan in terms of he's turned down some very good offers this year to stay and see the job through. So, yeah, I mean, you know, obviously it's not just Evan, but of course he is a huge part of why we are where we are.
And that goes back to that dressing room you created there, which is clearly, you know, it's all united and all heading towards March and April with purpose.
Yeah, change room's brilliant. So, you know, everybody says this, but you want to create a changing room where you've got no bad eggs in the group. And I can genuinely say that we just don't have that. You know, every single lad in the group is brilliant. It's a young squad. It's obviously a lot of the players. So I'm also the head coach at the University of Nottingham. So I know quite a lot of student footballers, and we've got probably half the squad is them. And it's, you know, a lot of them can relate to each other because they're in either a student, or we've got a few lads on loan from academy football. So yeah, it's a brilliant group. And then obviously we've got a few of the more senior lads, like our goalkeeper, Lewis King, the captain, Rob Norris, and Evan as well, who, you know, they guide the lads the way they need to go. So yeah, I can't fault the group at all.
And obviously heading towards the running now, good and proper, you had a game, I think you had the game against Coventry postponed, didn't you, on Tuesday. There's obviously weather conditions aren't the best across the north of England and the Midlands at the moment. You've got Gresley this weekend, weather permitting, then Sutton Coldfield, Spalding, Quorn, Sporting Kowser. Finishing the campaign off, though, I know you managers don't look that far ahead, but, you know, an away trip to Harbour Town, the last game of the season, and there's a game against Lytown away in the running as well. It's going to be tense and nervy, but it's going to be exciting as well at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I said, we've got to play a lot of teams that are around us. So regardless of who we're playing, I know it's an old cliche, but it really is the case that when you get into this point in the season, every 3 points is massive and just as important as each other. That Lytown game, obviously, you know, if we can get something from that and potentially get a win, then yeah, obviously with them being slightly just behind us, I should say, then that is a huge game. Harbour at the end of the season as well, obviously, you know, they are a very strong side, and to be honest, they did comfortably beat us. The scoreline was maybe a little bit harsh on us, I should say, but yeah, I think they'd probably say the same, that they would prefer for their situation to be wrapped up before we face them and they face us. I can definitely say that we both probably prefer that situation.
And just a final question, Tom, just going back to, you know, that level of excitement and anticipation for what's possible. The team and you, and the coaching staff and yourself, you've got Loughborough Dynamo into a very good spot in the playoffs. It's about staying there now. How much are you looking forward to this challenge and what's possible at the club in the closing months?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we're loving it. You know, we've loved it from the moment we've come in, myself and John, as the two coaches that run the team. And yeah, it's been a pleasure, and we want to continue and, you know, get into the playoffs. As I said, that's the minimum for this group now. And, you know, let's see what happens when we get in there. And, you know, if we can get into step three, as for a club of our size, it would be something quite special to be honest with you. And then, you know, hopefully we can build from there and become an established club at that level. But obviously that's a long way off, and again, boring answer, but we've got Gresley on Saturday and we're going to try and win that one. And that's all we're looking at.
Well, Tom Hayes, manager of Loughborough Dynamo, big, big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to join us on this week's show. Best of luck this weekend in that match if it goes ahead against Gresley Rovers, and best of luck for the running, and we'll catch up very soon.
Perfect. Thanks a lot. Cheers, Ben.
Tom Hayes there, manager of Loughborough Dynamo, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Let's go to the West Division now. And last month we caught up with the league leaders up at the top of the West Division. That was Leek Town. They remain top of the table, 7 points clear of Prescott Cables. But Prescott Cables are on a good run of form. It's now 5 games unbeaten, including 4 wins. The latest coming last weekend away at City of Liverpool. And let's hear now from the Prescott Cables manager. It's a big welcome back to the show to Steve Daly. Well, Steve, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, since we last caught up, the good form continues, sitting second in the league table, and a great result last weekend with that 4-1 win against City of Liverpool. So how's it going at Prescott Cables?
Yeah, well, we've had a couple of good results. I say the Nantwich, the 1-0 against Nantwich was a really good result as well. But, yeah, as you can imagine, as you can see, it's going really well. The lads are all in good spirits, and just long may it continue, to be fair.
Yeah, and obviously you're in this run now at the moment of 5 games unbeaten with just one draw in there, following on from that defeat back on Boxing Day against Runcorn Linnets. I mean, how pleased are you, obviously, with the run of form, but also the fact that the team's responded well to that Boxing Day defeat against Runcorn?
Well, we've got good character in this team, so we always expect the lads to bounce back, and they'll expect that of themselves as well. There's a good spirit there. We've got some tough games coming up as well. So I know it's a cliche, one game at a time, but it really is at the moment. I mean, we've got a really tough schedule. So as quick as one game's done, we're straight into the next one. And do you know what? We're looking forward to it each and every game. We just got to keep doing the right things and hopefully stay fit and let's just see where the season takes us.
Yeah, I mean, we caught up earlier on in the season and, I mean, Prescott were doing pretty well at that point as well. But here we are with just how many months left?
Probably 12 weeks, is it?
Yeah, not far off.
3 months, maybe.
Yeah, so you've got... you're sitting in second and you've got that cushion, 8 points inside the playoffs, but you're not too far away from Leek Town as well with a game in hand as well. So where's your thoughts at the moment? I know you're going to say one game at a time, I already know, but where are your thoughts looking at the moment?
Honestly, my thoughts Saturday against Newcastle. We certainly know we can't look past anyone. And look, if you look at the league table, it's tight, it's difficult. Any team putting a little run together, then you're going to shoot you up the table. But also, on the flip side, if you have a few poor results, you know, you're looking over your shoulder. The lads have done amazing to get into the position that they're in. So, again, for us, it's just, like I say, one training session at a time. Make sure we're working on the things that we're good at, one game at a time. And, like I say, there's no bigger game than Newcastle on Saturday. So, we've had a good session. We had a good session on Tuesday. Obviously, we've got another good session tonight, so to work on a couple of things. And then, yeah, just try and go and get 3 points again and keep the pressure on Leek and see where we finish.
Yeah, and one thing that's noticeable about Prescott Cables at the moment is that defensive record. And I can't remember if we spoke about that the last time we caught up, but just 22 goals conceded in 24 league matches in a league like the West Division as well, where there's plenty of brilliant goal scorers in the division. So how pleasing is that side of things, the defensive record you've got at the moment?
Yeah, that's probably the most pleasing thing. I mean, the first thing, it'd just be difficult to beat, which is we are. We do work a bit on the defence. We clip the lads when we should be, you know, maybe getting out quicker, or we go through some video clips, which helps us. But at the end of the day, we've got really good players there and we've gelled together. And the good thing about it is if someone's injured, someone else steps in and they're still, we all know our roles, we know our jobs, we've got a style, we know what we're good at. So the lads who are coming in, keep sticking to it and keep doing it. So testament to them, to be fair. I mean, I've got to pick the team and put them out there, but the lads are carrying out perfect. And to have one of the, well, I think it is the best defensive record in the league at the moment, it speaks volumes for the boys.
And just to mention for the going forward side of things as well, I mean, when I was looking through the results of Prescott Cables, one name kept popping up as scoring goals, John Murphy. He's got a knack, hasn't he? He pretty much scores a goal in every game or thereabouts at the moment.
Well, hopefully that keeps continuing as well. But oh, do you know what? He's an honest lad. He's a great player and he works tirelessly. So, and we've got that with all the boys. They've bought into what we want to do. We've got a great team spirit. Everyone's fighting hard for each other, and John deserves the credit because, to be fair, he's been great in front of goal this season. But even in his general all-round play, he's a top player. So good luck to the lad. Hopefully he continues it to the end of the season.
Now, you've got a very crucial week coming up. I mean, they're all crucial weeks, admittedly, at this stage of the season. But Newcastle Town away on Saturday. But it would be remiss of me not to mention the home game against Leek Town on Tuesday. Yeah, I mean, goes on saying, doesn't it? I mean, one thing we can say about both yourselves and Leek Town, you're very well supported, and obviously it's going to be a cracking atmosphere there at Prescott as well. But this is a seismic game for your season, isn't it? Or is it?
Well, yeah, I mean, well, it's a 6-pointer, isn't it? Because obviously if we go and beat Newcastle Town, and then if we can, you know, go and beat Leek, then it puts us almost neck and neck. What I would say is I think I'd be a little bit naive if I thought both Prescott and Leek were going to go to the end of the season unbeaten. I think there's a lot of twists and turns. And honestly, do you know what? We're not getting carried away. We'd like to go and beat Newcastle. We'd like to go and beat Leek. But at the same time, we know this division's tough. And if we're not at the races, then, you know, we could be quite easily on the wrong end of them results. So again, we've just got to keep taking one game at a time. I know it's a cliche, I know you probably want a bit more off me, but and then let's just see where we are. I mean, we're doing amazing where we are at the moment, and you know, we're in good spirits. All I will say is we're going into each and every game looking for 3 points, and you know, we're confident if we play well that we can get them. So yeah, each game as it comes, and then let's just see where we finish.
And just before I get to the my final question, just to mention the fact that you actually, I think you've gone over a year in charge now at Prescott Cables, haven't you? So
I think it was a year yesterday or the day before, I think.
Well, many happy returns on that front. And cheers. Obviously, I mean, it's going pretty well, isn't it? To say the least, whatever happens now, I mean, it's still been a cracking season, hasn't it? With regards to wherever you finish, it's still going pretty well under your tenure.
Do you know what? I mean, the club's brilliant and the fans are growing and growing by the week. We strive to improve every day as a team, as a club. And yeah, it's gone great. We've just got to keep working and keep going because we can't let the grass grow under our feet. We've just got to keep moving forward and keep progressing, and that's what we'll do. But you know what? We're in a good situation. We're doing really well. The team's doing really well. The fans are loving the football we're playing. Everything about the club at the moment is a buzz. So yeah, hopefully we have we can continue what we're doing and the success at the end of it.
Yeah, I mean, you've had a couple of four-figure attendances, haven't you, this season already at Prescott Cables? And like we said, we're imagining, fingers crossed with the weather and that side of things in the coming days, but I'm imagining that game on Tuesday night's going to be well attended between yourselves and Leek.
Yeah, you'd expect so. I mean, it's. I think it'll be well within the thousands. Well, we'd like to hope so anyway, but the one thing I will say about our fans, the support that they give you, they're unbelievable. I mean, we played obviously City of Liverpool at Witnesses Ground on Saturday just gone, and the noise when I watch back at the VO and I'm going through the clips of the game, and I knew at the time you could hear them, but sometimes you're engrossed in the games. But the support that they give us, it's unbelievable. And like I say, that Tuesday night game, yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit special. I think the atmosphere will be a bit special, to be fair.
Yeah, absolutely. And last question, Steve, just about this closing 12 or so weeks of the season. There's plenty of twists and turns. You've got Leek, obviously, on Tuesday. You've got Leek away in March as well, haven't you? And you've got the likes of Runcorn Linnets and maybe returning that favour in April. So plenty of twists and turns to come. How much are you looking forward to the challenge and what's possible at Prescott Cables for this remainder of the season?
Look, for Prescott, it's a little bit, we're into a little bit of the unknown. I think it's been a long time since they've been in this situation, but one thing I do know is the players that we've got, they're up for everything that's been put in front of them up to now. They've grasped with both hands and they've looked forward to it. So we're just going to each and every game and look forward to it. And hopefully we'll be in the right place come the end of the season. The only expectations we've got is each game as it comes and just give our all. And like I say, I keep telling the lads what it'll be. You'll end up, the league doesn't lie at the end of the season, so we'll end up where we should end up. And yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be some ups and downs, I'm sure.
Well, Steve Daly, manager of Prescott Cables, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Best of luck in the coming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Well, thank you very much. I'll see you soon.
Prescott Cables manager Steve Daly there joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. So Prescott Cables currently sitting second in the league table, 7 points off top spot, but Prescott Cables do have a game in hand. They're 4 points clear of Runcorn Linnets, who currently sit third in the division. Then there's Witton Albion in fourth, 2 points behind Runcorn Linnets and 2 points inside the playoffs. Stalybridge Celtic finished the playoff positions 2 points behind Witton Albion. They're tied with Chasetown, also on 39 points. Then a point back, we've got Bootle and Avro. A point behind Bootle and Avro, we've got Widnes and Clitheroe. And to be honest, City of Liverpool and Nantwich and Kidsgrove and Newcastle Town and even Hanley in 15th, they're only 9 points outside the playoffs with a game in hand. So it's very, very competitive, to say the least, in the West Division. But currently sitting in the playoff positions, we have got Witton Albion. And last weekend, Witton Albion beat Stalybridge Celtic in a bit of a playoff chasing six-pointer by 3-0. A fantastic result for Witton Albion. And let's hear now from the Witton Albion manager. It's a big welcome back to the show to John Macken. Well, John, a big thank you for joining us. And first, big congratulations for that victory in your last outing over Stalybridge Celtic. Quite a performance. And, into the playoff positions now, Witton Albion. So how's things going at the club?
Yeah, it's going okay. We've found a bit of form, bit of rhythm. And, you know, credit to the lads. They've dug in. And we've had some really positive performances as well as results, you know. So, you know, credit to him. If, you know, he's, I think it's a strange league this season anyway, in terms of results wise. But we've, you know, like I say, we found a bit of form, a bit of rhythm, and not so more than the, you know, the last two performances at home, you know, in the league.
Yeah, I've got your progress chart on Football Web Pages in front of me. And game 16, you were 16th in the league table. Game 27, now fourth. That's an incredible turnaround. I know what you're saying about how close this division is, but that's an epic progress up the league table, isn't it, in such a short space of time, really?
Yeah, I mean, it is. I think, you know, when I've looked at, and, you know, obviously when you're not getting the results that you need, you know, you've obviously got to look at things, you've got to tweak things, you've got to find different ways of I suppose, looking for that result. And I think we've done that, you know. I think we've adapted in certain games. I mean, it wasn't a fantastic period that we was going through, obviously, results-wise, before we went on this run. But, you know, I always believed, you know, the performances and the players, we've got good players in there, you know, good, honest players. And I always believed that we was able to turn it round. And sometimes it's easier said than done, but, you know, luckily enough, we've got good lads and we've got good players who have really, you know, stood up to the challenge and turned that form around. And I just think it's one of them leagues this year that doesn't matter who you're playing. You know, if you're playing top of the league, you're playing bottom of the league. Results have been indifferent for the majority of teams. And I always believed we was capable of beating anybody in the division. And likewise, them beating us, if you know what I mean. Mm. It all boils down to, for me anyway, who's got the more hunger on the day. And sometimes the quality and the ability, it's not really shone through. And, you know, that's happened to us in certain games this year. And I just believe we, you know, we had the players, we had the desire, the hunger, and, you know, we had the know-how and tweak things here and there that was needed to be done. And like I say, we're on a good run of form. When you get yourself into that playoffs, then the challenge becomes a little bit different. Well, now you've got to stay there. Now you've got to continue these performances. So there's a little bit more added pressure on that. But, you know, I've always believed as a team and you know, as a manager myself and my staff, we look to that pressure. That's, you know, that's what I believe anyway. You should want as a manager and players, you want that pressure and you should thrive on that pressure.
Yeah, and it's those pressure occasions, the teams that you've beaten as well. I mean, it does say a lot because, you know, one defeat in the last eight, and that was against Nantwich, who are in a false position, I think it's safe to say. And you've got, you know, wins against, like we said, Stalybridge, Celtic, Avro, Runcorn. You grabbed a point against Bootle. These are important 3 points, aren't they? And important points against teams around that playoff line.
They are. They're massive points. And, you know, and I don't mean any disrespect to the teams, you know, that we've got points against, but I believe we should have got more out of the games than we actually did. And, you know, it's easy to say that, but, you know, with the performance levels that I believe we did on them games, we was disappointed with the result. But, you know, we can't rest on that. We've just got to crack on. We've just got to keep going, and we've just got to keep going to the next game and trying to pick up them 3 points. And It's always a challenge, because it doesn't matter whether you're playing, you know, your Stalybridges, your Nantwich, your Abos, or you know, you're playing the teams a little bit below you. They're all looking in the same manner as we are. You know, we've got, I think our next league game is Widnes away, mm-hmm. which is another tough game because they're on a good run now. It's always tough to go there. So we've got some real challenging games to come up, but, you know, with the mentality and like you say, you get that little bit of momentum, then the challenge and then that pressure comes when, right, we've got to keep it now. Every game is important. Every 90 minutes is important that we play. And we've got to make sure that we've got to get it right as manager and staff. And, you know, we've got to get the right approach to it. We've got to get the right squad. We've got to get the right formula to try and get that result, try and get the performance first and foremost, and then hopefully that performance will turn into the result that we're looking for.
Yeah, and obviously, like you say, your next league game's on the 17th away at Widnes, and even though Widnes are in ninth, going back to what we spoke about earlier, you know, they're just 4 points behind Witton Albion, who are in fourth. It's very, very close, isn't it? But you're in a good spot. But talking about those upcoming games, you know, it's a busy month, isn't it? Where you've got Widnes away, then Prescott at home. This is seismic, isn't it? I mean, you could be outside the playoffs, so you could be, you know, a lot closer to Prescott Cables. So, I mean, it's a big couple of weeks in the league.
A 1,000,000%, and that's not just for us. That's, you know, that's for many teams, and we've just got to make sure we prepare right for ourselves and, you know, concentrate on ourselves a lot, because, like you said, you know, a couple of you know, indifferent performances might get you 4 points, might get you 2 points, might get you no points, might get you 6 points. So it's really, really challenging, and, you know, the players are up for the challenge, we're up for the challenge, but we've just got to make sure, you know, that we're prepared every single game, and it's always going to be difficult. I think, you know, now everyone's chasing Leek, who are, you know, far ahead because they've had some fantastic results. But, you know, we're all trying to get that formula and try and get up to there and try and change them. I mean, and it's going to be a challenge. But, you know, emotionally, we can't let, you know, one indifferent performance or one result affect what comes after. You know, we've just got, because it's so tight, like you said, you know, a performance from one team, I'll use Widnes because they're our next opponents, you know, they might lose Saturday but win the next three or four and they're right back in it again. So, you know, I just think it's one of them seasons where one, two indifferent performances doesn't take you out of the running of being involved or in and around it. So, you know, we can't, and sometimes it's difficult as a manager and as players and supporters, I suppose. And, you know, when you have a pub or you have an indifferent performance, you don't get carried away with that and look and it's all doom and gloom. You know, you just look at it, analyse it, and then move on to the next one.
And just a mention for the defence, because it's noticeable that when we turn into 2024, you get 3-1-0 wins. How crucial is that side of things as well in this latter part of the season now, where you're solid at the back and good going forward? I mean, scoring 3 goals against Stalybridge ain't bad.
Yeah, do you know what? And it's crucial, I believe. And, you know, we've been really disappointed with some of the goals we've conceded throughout. And every manager's going to say that. Every team's going to say that. You know, you're disappointed when you concede a goal because you was able to stop it. But, I mean, 3 games that we've been beat, well, we've conceded 4 goals. You look at that and you're thinking, right, well, there's our negative goal difference, you know, and that's just 3 games. And you're disappointed in that because you believe you've got a little bit more. But now we're kind of finding that rhythm where we're becoming a little bit more, where we are becoming solid at the back a lot more. But also we've got that threat up front as well. So it's crucial, because when you go through difficult periods, you always think everything's going against you, and, you know, goals are really poor, decisions at times, and you miss chances, chance after chance after chance. But that's because you're analysing it a lot more. But, you know, when I look at the overall performance of certain games and the whole squad as a whole, it's been quite good. It's been quite solid. It's just been 20-minute periods in games where we've conceded or where we've stepped off it a little bit, and unfortunately for us at that time, we conceded 2, 3, 4 poor goals. So we had to address that, which we did, you know, where we've got to keep focused throughout, and there is going to be periods where other teams come on top. So what do we do? You know, and we worked hard on that and how to deal with that and how to gradually become more solid. And as a team, I always believe, like I said, because we've got good players and good lads in there, I always believe we're gonna still create chances. So, you know, how do you do that? Well, we've got to convert them chances when we're under a little bit of pressure. And, you know, we have done, fortunately, over the last couple of weeks.
Well, John, just a closing question just about this next part of the season, because I think it's safe to say we're in the running now. You've got Witton Albion and the team have got themselves into a very good spot in the league table. How much are you looking forward to not just Widnes in a fortnight's time, but Prescott at the end of the month, not even mentioning the games against Clitheroe and Chasetown coming up as well, and Leek towards the end of the season? It's going to be epic. How much are you looking forward to it, and what's possible at the club?
Yeah, I think you've always got to look forward to it. You know, when you're in and around it, giving yourself a chance, and you've always got to be looking forward to it. And football's a funny old game, isn't it? You know, sometimes you can just go through season after season after season and never really be, you know, involved or fighting for something. And, you know, the lads have given themselves a fantastic opportunity to be involved again. after last season, you know, right up until the end, to be involved in something to fight for. And that's what football's all about, isn't it? You know, from the very first game of the season to the last game of the season, put yourself in a position where you're fighting for something, to for an achievement. You know, and as a club, that's what we aim to do. That's why I went in there, and you know, that was my first message. I want to be competing for things week in, week out, because it doesn't just inspire me, it inspires players, you know, players to come on board, young players to come, fans of sports to come to the club, and you know, that helps build and that helps us grow as a football club as well. And you know, and that's what I want to do, and that's what I want to I try and enforce into, you know, the teams, the squads and the clubs that I try and build.
Well, it's going pretty well at the minute at Witton Albion, John. And John Macken, manager of Witton Albion, big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Best of luck in the upcoming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
Witton Albion manager John Macken there joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Let's go to the East Division now, and shortly we'll be hearing from Daniel Moore, the Hebburn Town manager. But just to give you the league table, Stockton Town currently sitting top of the table in the East Division, 6 points clear of Belper Town. Belper Town, 4 points inside the playoffs. Also in the playoff positions, we've got Dunstan, Hebburn Town and Pontefract Coles. A point outside the playoffs, currently we've got Consett and North Ferriby. And 2 points outside the playoffs, we've got Carlton Town. Newton Aycliffe, incidentally, in ninth position. They're currently 5 points outside the playoffs. So a bit like the West Division, still awfully competitive with regards to those playoff positions in the East Division. But we're going to focus on the team currently sitting second in the East Division. That's Belper Town, and Belper Town last weekend had a fantastic 4-0 victory over Carlton Town. And let's hear now from the Belper Town manager, and it's a big welcome back to the show to Lee Attenborough. Well, Lee, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. And what an impressive result that was on Saturday against Carlton Town. A massive 3 points there. How was your afternoon?
Yeah, I mean, obviously now you reflect on it, it was a really good day at the office for us. I think we went into the game expecting it to be incredibly tough. I think it was one of those games where we played really, really well. You know, all due respect to Carlton, I know their managers really well. They probably weren't at their best, and we scored goals at good times, and in the end, you know, the result looked handsome, but I don't really think it flattered us. So yeah, all in all, a good day at the office, and yeah, like I say, we've got some different scorers on the score sheet. Clean sheet, 3 points against a sort of playoff rival, if you like. So yeah, brilliant for us, really.
Yeah, second in the league table and 4 points inside the playoffs. And but we've got the ultimate question, which many philosophers have been asking loads of times over the years. Would you rather have points on the board or games in hand? I mean, at the moment, you'd rather have the points on the board, I'm sure.
Definitely in this league. I mean, I think everyone will probably tell you the same. This East Division is so tough. I spoke to a lot of managers, and there's probably going to be record number of points for a team that maybe gets down. It's probably going to be the lowest points total of a team that sort of edges into the playoffs. It's such a tight pack, and I think definitely points on the board at the minute is the way forward. You know, you look, I think, from second down to, was it seventh or eighth, there's probably only 4 or 5 points splitting it at the minute, and a few games hand here and there. So yeah, massively tight, and yeah, like I say, all over sort of two-thirds of the way through the season, that last sort of 13, 14 games will be, you know, hell of a long stretch.
And how important was, I mean, we mentioned the Carlton Town result, but there's the Newton Aycliffe result as well, bouncing back after that Brighouse result. And like you say, there is no easy games in this league, and that goes for most leagues in the Northern Premier League, to be honest. But especially over the festive period and into January, it does get a bit hectic and a bit topsy-turvy. But you've steadied the ship, it looks like, over the last two results.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you look back across the course of the season, we started the season really well with 3 wins on the spin. I think we won 4 out of the first 5. And then we had a bit of a dip in the middle. We lost 3 on the bounce. You know, granted, 2 of them were Stockton and Hebburn, who were obviously right up and around it. And then, yeah, we beat North Ferriby when we had 10 men for a long period of time, which was a good result. And then we wanted to back it up against Brighouse. And it was one of those evenings on a Tuesday night. It was when that, you know, the storm came, 50-mile-an-hour winds. It was a horrendous game of football. We weren't at it. Credit to Brighouse. They deserved to win on the night. And I thought, you know, the Carlton game at the weekend was important, but the one the week before for me, the Newton and Acres game, I think was probably in theory even more important, because we have to try and get back on the trail. At that point, I think we played 2 or 3 games more than teams around us, and yeah, I think we could have dropped right down the table to 7th, and having played extra games if we didn't win there. So that was a good result, and I think, to be fair, it's probably the first time this season where we've won a game that we didn't deserve to, because I have to say Acres were very good. I think probably on the day they shaded it, but again, scored at good times, and yeah, we're delighted with that 3 points as well.
Yeah, and it's worth noticing as well, you've not been out of the top six all season, and in fact, you're only six for 1 week after game 19 or so. So it's been a very good season thus far at Belpen. As we head towards, you know, the closing couple of months or so of the season, you are in a good position. I mean, what's your thoughts on this closing couple of months? I'm assuming, like all managers, it is one game at a time and all that, not getting too carried away at this point.
Yeah, obviously we've got to say that, haven't we? You don't want to set yourself up for a fall. But obviously we've got ambitions to try and be in and around it. You know, before the season kicked off, we were hoping we can get in the playoffs. I think it's naive to say you're going to try and win this league with all the good sides that are in it. But we certainly wanted to be competitive at the top end. And, you know, so far we have been, like I say, not dropped out of the top six. And I feel like even though we've been in there all the while, I don't really think we've fully hit our stride for the last couple of weeks. And I think we've started to show signs now that we're sort of going in the right direction. There are some clubs at this point, lots of injuries and whatever, kind of drop off the pace. I feel like we're hopefully going the other way. We've strengthened the squad as we've gone. It's probably the best group we've had as a collective so far this season. We've got a few lads back from injury as well. So all in all, like you said there, we are in a good place, but we've got to capitalise on it, and we can't let a foot off the gas because you know what happens. So yeah, keep focused, one game at a time, like you just said. And yeah, I mean, another really important game this weekend against Ossett. You know, we've got quite a few ex-Belper players from the time where, you know, Grant Black had left Belper and gone to Ossett and stuff. So there's a few lads in there with a point to prove. So again, no easy games, and we've got to tackle it head on.
Yeah, and going back to your earlier point about this division, I mean, no one's caught adrift down the bottom end of the table, and that makes every game a must win for everyone in the league. It's quite remarkable, isn't it? And just to mention, for just the overall feel of the club, Lee, because you celebrated a year in charge recently at the club. I remember catching up last season when Belper Town were in the division above. Safe to say, I think you're enjoying it. And you know, results and where you are in the league table. This is Belper Town bouncing back, and bouncing back well. So, I mean, how are you enjoying things as the manager at Belper Town this season?
Yeah, I've loved it. I mean, I think when we spoke last time, I took the job last year at Step 3, knowing the club was in a perilous position. I left, you know, quite a relatively comfortable job at Corby, where we were just on the edge of the playoffs. So, to be fair, you know, at the time, I was really hoping I could keep the club up. Did our best with it, but we didn't quite manage it. But it was all about the rebuild, really. That was how the sort of project was sold to me, about this season being the one that's important. And yeah, we sort of started to lay foundations at the end of last year, got a few good results, but, you know, not enough to keep us in the division. And then this year we've rebuilt the squad. We've sort of, like I say, we've bounced back pretty well. And, you know, again, no disrespect to other clubs, but you look at other clubs that came down from the NPL last year. You think, you know, Liversidge, I think they're 12th or 13th at the moment. You've got Nantwich in the West, probably a similar position. Stalybridge doing okay in the West. But yeah, I think we, out of the four that went down, I think so far, touch wood, we're doing probably the best of all four. So yeah, we're doing something right. But yeah, like you say, it's a long way to go. And especially with that such a tight pack at the top, you've only got to lose back-to-back games and you might be down to 7th or 8th. So count no chickens, not getting too excited. Yeah, like you say, if we can get 3 points Saturday, that'll hopefully widen that gap between ourselves and sixth place to maybe 5 or 6 points, which gives you a little bit of breathing space, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And last question, Lee, just about this closing couple of months. How much are you looking forward to it? I mean, just not really mentioned it, but your last two games of the season, away at Hebburn and home to Stockton Town. So there's easier runnings, let's put it that way. But it's Belper Town, as we've discussed this interview, very much in a good spot. I mean, how much are you looking forward to the closing couple of months and what's possible at the club?
Yeah, we're excited. I mean, obviously when you kick the season off in August time, you're hoping that come this point of the season you've got something to play for. You know, I've played for lots of clubs and also managed clubs where at this point of the season you're not going up, you're not going down, and every game's a sort of dead rubber that you're just turning out for. Whereas, you know, we wanted to be in and amongst it with something to play for. We've got ourselves in a position where we are. So yeah, we're really excited for it. And I think as a manager it's difficult, isn't it? Because you sort of wish your life away a little bit. You know, you lose a game and you can't wait for the next Saturday to put it right. You win a game, you can't wait for the next Saturday to try and capitalise and put another one on the board. And week to week you're at work and you're thinking, go on, roll on Saturday. And yeah, we're excited for it. It seems to have flown by this last couple of months. And like I say, games thick and fast. But we're sort of, you know, with all these games in hands, different teams play different amounts, you still yet to sort of really see how it's settled. I mean, you look at Dunstan, I think they've got 4 games to play. I think Pontefract have got a couple on us, Concert have got a couple. So, yeah, maybe in 2 or 3 weeks' time, once a few of these midweekers are out of the way, we'll have a bit of a better idea of the picture. But, yeah, certainly in amongst it and looking forward to it.
Well, Lee Atterborough, manager of Belper Town, big, big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to join us on this week's show. Best of luck in the coming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Yeah, cheers, man. Thanks.
Lee Attenborough there, manager of Belper Town, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. And let's go to another manager now, managing the side, currently sitting in the playoff positions. That's Hebburn Town. And Hebburn Town, what a result. A 3-1 win over Consett last weekend in the East Division. And let's hear now from the Hebburn Town manager. It's a big welcome back to the show to Daniel Moore. Well, Daniel, big thank you for joining us and a big welcome back to the show. And very good results against Consett at the weekend. A really important victory in this race for promotion in the East Division. I mean, how was your afternoon?
Yeah, really good. Played really well again. We've played, you know, some really good stuff for the last month. And as football is, sometimes you don't come out on the right side of the result. But the lads have kept working hard, non-stop training, and they got what they deserved on Saturday, and it was a good, solid performance that we can look forward to bouncing off now and get ready for the running.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you, because obviously I can only, you know, judge these results in the league table from afar, but it did look like it was a bump in the road with regards to recent results. But as you just highlighted there, there was always the belief that it would turn, and what a team to have it turn against. I mean, it was a crucial victory, that one, in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, and it's been coming. We've been playing really well, creating loads of opportunities, getting the ball in good areas. It's just not fell for us. And every team will have a spell during the season where they might play well, it just doesn't go for you. Stockton are going through it. Pontefract went through it. Belper went through it. Every team goes through a little spell. You've just got to stay positive and just ride it out. And like you said, it's good that we've turned the performance into points against the team that are in and around us.
Yeah, and just looking at the league table, it's a remarkable league table, isn't it, really? Obviously, we've just heard from Belper Town, who are in second, but they're only 5 points ahead of Carlton Town, who are in eighth. I mean, at the start of the season, if you were to make your predictions, you know, with Worksop and Long Eaton out of the way, you'd certainly say Stockton, you'd certainly say yourselves. But we're expecting so many teams to be joining you in this race for promotion this year. It's awfully competitive.
Well, I think everyone probably said it was going to be a total chalk and cheese from what it was last year, with obviously Worksop dominating. And I think this year, I'd say every manager probably thought they had a chance of being in that top five or six. And it's probably proved it, because on the day, the likes of you, Winterton and Grantham, they can turn anyone over on the day. So it's just about whoever gets to the finish line first, really, and be the most consistent the last 14, 15 games. But there's a host of teams that they'd be looking at it thinking, you can still win the league. Like, it's that tight.
I mean, 7 points to Stockton Town in early to mid-February isn't that big a gap, is it? So everything's on the table at the moment.
Yeah, because we went through a spell where, after we played them, we struggled a little bit. I think we got a result after we played them against Grantham. And then that's when we had our little spell. And at one point, I think we were 12 points behind. We went from being level to 12 points behind in the space of 4 games or something. And that's how quickly it can change. And then, obviously, in recent weeks, they've dropped points. We've picked up a few points. And before you know it, you're back to 7 points. Now, it's a big gap on the likes of Stockton and Dunstan, to be honest, because I think they'll be looking at it thinking they can win the league as well. But we've said is we sat in the dressing room, and we've got a target on the whiteboard in the dressing room, and it was nice to chalk some of it off on Saturday after the game, because we'd been chalking 1 point at a time off, so it was nice to knock 3 off the target. And yeah, it's going to be it's a very, very, very interesting league when you look at the fixtures coming up as well.
Yeah, absolutely. A great segue. I mean, obviously, we'll touch upon the Brighouse Town game in a second, but after that, you've got Dunstan, Carlton Town, Newton Aycliffe aren't completely out of the playoff race either, only 5 points or so outside the playoffs. This is an epic month coming up for yourselves, isn't it? It's not quite make or break, but it'll be handy to get close to maximum points as possible, wouldn't it, I suppose?
Yeah, you've just got to be in and around it, really. And it might be similar to last year, because obviously I think we secured playoffs second last game of the season, or it might have been the last game. But this next month is going to be massive for the players and the club. I'd like to think you're going to have a real feel about where you want to be, because you're only two wins and a couple of slip-ups away from challenging for the title. But then on the flip side of that, you know, if you don't turn up and don't perform, you're a couple of wins away from going to second or third to eighth in a week.
And Brighouse this weekend, I mean, you mentioned already about how tricky this league is to predict. This is going to be a tough game, but it's going to be at home, and you'll be wanting to build upon that concert win last Saturday at home as well.
Yeah, I think we've lost one game at home all season, so home form's good. But they're a good side going forward. They score. Their games aren't particularly boring, shall we say. They score plenty of goals, and they've got some good players going forward. But like you say, at home, if we've got aspirations to be in and around that mix of playoffs, etc., we have to turn up on the day, and that's what the players have got to deal with now. It's coming to that business end of the season where, you know, you might say it's not make or break, but reality is, you know, if you drop points, a lot of teams now in the top 10 are winning week in, week out.
Mm. And just going back to what we mentioned earlier about, you know, last season and expectations into this season, you do have that added advantage a little bit that you've, as a team, as a club, you've been here before. And how handy is that level of experience? Because it is going to get nerve, isn't it, for everyone involved over the coming months?
Yeah, it's same when we were having a spell. I've been there as a player and as a manager. Last season we had it. I think every manager will say the same thing, really. You just have to try and ride it out, stay positive. And that's the experience that the players have probably gained from, maybe not in previous years. They've probably might have lost one or two and then gone, and, you know, in the Northern League, they've gone and won 10, 15 games on the bounce. But this, once you're in that spell, the quality of opposition, it's difficult to break the cycle. So it's important that, yeah, they draw on that experience and they use it and distribute it amongst the squad and look forward to games rather than being nervous about them.
Yeah, and just a closing point really, Daniel, just about, I mean, we mentioned how tricky the next month is, but it is certainly going to be a springboard into March and April if it's a positive outcome in the coming matches. So how much are you looking forward to the upcoming month, but also the upcoming couple of months as well, and this closer to the season, because it's going to be plenty of twists and turns and certainly very exciting, maybe needlessly nervy for the managers, but how much are you looking forward to it and what's possible at the club this year?
Yeah, it's exciting to be involved in. Obviously, as a manager, you want to be involved in the big games. You want your players to be involved in the big games. And like I said, we've been playing really well. We've played some really good stuff. They've been really confident even after drawing games or getting beat. And the momentum it's not dropped with us, even though we've been dropping points. So we're just looking to build that momentum now going into like you say, this month. Once this month's out of the way, we're going to have, what, 9-10 games left. And then you're going to have a real, it's going to be, I'd say, a real ride towards the end of the season, because I could not predict who's going to finish where and what's going to happen in this league. You just don't know. It's literally, do not know what's going to happen from one week to the next. So we've just got to, as every manager will say, look after yourself, and what will be, will be.
Yeah, it's going to be a brave man who makes a prediction, even in April, I think, yeah, for how this is all going to end in the East Division. It's a cracking competition. And Daniel Moore, manager of Hebburn Town, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Best of luck in the coming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
No problem, mate. Take care. Thank you.
Daniel Moore, manager of Hebburn Town, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. And that's it for this month's show. A big thank you to all the managers who've joined me this week. Remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I'm in Ben, and you'll make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.